imagine a world where Leicester has a space program. A world where 10 pairs of cadets from De Montfort Academy are sent into space. Mission to donate as much money to charity as possible. I can't keep doing this epic trailer voice, it's not my kind of thing. My name is Sam, host of the Tri-Course on Radio Sonar, and I'm here to talk to you about Demon FM's Demons in Space, here for the SRO show on In Radio. So, let's get on with it. Demon FM being, of course, the Leicester Student Radio. Demons in Space being a 48-hour charity event operated by Demon Media. This is their mission, returning to Earth. As part of their rag-raising giving campaign in support of Macmillan Cancer Support and Focus, on the 7th of December 2015, they sent 20 cadets from De Montfort Academy into space. Their mission was a success. On their return home, their ship was attacked and left without engines, drifting towards Earth. Never a good thing to be left drifting towards Earth. We've all seen films like Gravity. It's bad. We suspect their subspace transmitter was damaged, as we have since lost long-range communication. On 23rd of February 2016, their ship will be within broadcast range, at which point we will provide further updates. Yes, this is a 48-hour charity event that Demon FM do alongside Demon Media as part of their RAG campaign. They take 10 pairs of presenters and they make them do different challenges. They get voted off, or they get voted to stay on, and then the final three are left as the finalists. I just wanted to note that I'm looking at their website now. Their pictures of the crew, they are fantastic. If you've ever seen that picture of, there was a story last year about a kid who wanted his cat in his prom picture or his high school picture. They remind me exactly of that. It's always like two people, one stood behind, like grasping around the stomach. It's like an 80s school picture. I love it. As they are demons in space, not literally demons, I thought, why not play a bit of David Bowie's Space Oddity? So here we go.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition, 1. And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin. Nothing I can do.
So, Demons in Space, a little more information. On the 23rd of February, Demon Media have embarked on the biggest fundraiser to date, or their biggest fundraiser to date, Demons in Space. Following on from raising over £4,500 in the past 2 years, Demon Media set to begin a 48-hour live broadcast across Demon FM and Demon TV. Essentially, it brings 10 pairs of Demon Media members who are locked in a room for the duration of the event, so 48 hours. Candidates then undertake some challenges to get rewards before the evictions start to decide the winning pair of contestants. It follows the narrative that members of Demon Media are sent into space, so it's not actually they're not actually being sent into space before you call in health and safety. Pushing the boundaries of student media content. However, the ship's engines and long-range transmitter got damaged and contact was lost. Further updates expected on the 23rd of February. We have those updates now! On their journey, the team will undoubtedly have to overcome certain challenges. It's believed the closer to Earth the ship gets, the more members will have to leave in the ship's escape pods due to damage to the oxygen tanks. As with voting, the team with the least votes for that particular voting period is the team that will leave the spacecraft. That means that the votes are really important. So I've actually had a look at what some of the challenges were, and some of them are a bit, different. There's one where they had to wrap themselves up in toilet paper, one called a cocktail challenge. There's one which is a makeup challenge where there's one of the male members of Demon FM who has been applied lots of makeup, which is a funny sight to see. So yeah, that's a bit of just information on what they're doing it for. They are raising money for Macmillan Cancer Support and Focus, which is a young person's charity with a vision of a society in which young people feel inspired and empowered to have a positive impact in their communities. That, they're all really good causes, and props to Lester for doing this 48-hour live broadcast. I cannot imagine being locked in a room with 9 other pairs of people for 48 hours. There's also a video of some confessions. I will splice some in now. Here's some.
Basically, me and Dave we like to wind people up, and we have picked Lydia as our target.
I did just throw some foil at her head.
Like, no reason. She's a lovely girl, but she makes a fun target. She takes it well, but it's also really funny. I also feel like, John, if we annoy him, he's going to go off on one.
I've got a few things to say about some of the people in this house. Dave and Jordan, the tube thing, it's got to stop. It really has got to stop. Whether you're scaring me with the tubes, hitting poor Shawnee with the tubes, it can't carry on. John, if I see that guitar coming out between the hours of ever and ever, it's going to be problems. It's going to be problems. Oh, don't even get me started. So here I am just trying to shower, just have a cute little shower, you know, do my LV for men shampoo. The shower's cold, but I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So then I put my conditioner in and I'm thinking, okay, this shower is getting a little bit wet around my feet. I'm like splashing a little bit. I'm doing paddling. So I turn around. What do I see? But a tsunami has emerged in the bathroom. And it's because it's a wet room. I've put all my stuff on the floor thinking, oh, there's a drain. Water will go into drain. No, not this drain. This is a special drain. Demons in Space is miserable. Please donate to charity.
And as you can tell, the tension could be cut with a knife. It's that was set at 1 a.m. they recorded that, and that's tension's running high at that point. Let's move on to another song. Here is Muse with Supermassive Black Hole. Enjoy.
Baby, can you hear me more? You caught me on
I love me a bit of sci-fi, which is why I love the idea of demons in space. It's just a brilliant concept overall. I have a massive love of sci-fi, which is why I'm so pleased that the SRA conference this year is in Cardiff, because I'm going to spend a day going to the Doctor Who experience, because I'm that much of a nerd. Yep, I absolutely love sci-fi, and I think it's a massive rebirth genre from Doctor Who to the recent Star Wars. It's definitely rebirth from the 80s. I mean, everyone thinks of sci-fi as being kind of 80s spaceships, kind of big blobby things, like guys wearing costumes made out of toilet tubes, that kind of thing. Which, of course, now isn't true. Sci-fi is a huge genre. It always has been, but now it really has been rebirthed, which is why I've been so upset that Star Wars didn't actually win any Oscars at the Oscar ceremony recently. It was nominated for 5 Oscars for film editing, sound editing, sound mixing, visual effects, and music original score. And it didn't get any of them. I'm so disappointed that it didn't get any Oscars, because it was a cracking movie. And I mean, after however many years, it's been, what, 10, 15 years since the last Star Wars movie? It's crazy that it didn't get any. Well, I mean, it had recognition at the Oscars, but nothing, no awards. I don't know if there's ever been a Star Wars movie that hasn't had an Oscar. It's insane. But yeah, Star Wars was, of course, a massive blockbuster at the end of last year. Sold out everywhere. I went and saw it live in the cinema, and it was the best experience just ever. If you can ever go and see a huge film like that on release night at midnight, I recommend going and doing it. Here's Katy Perry with E.T.
You're an alien. You're the It's Ollie and Hannah from Demon FM.
Last week we had our annual charity broadcast and it was called Demons in Space.
It was in aid of Focus and Macmillan and we raised £1,800.
You can still donate at demonsinspace.co.uk.
We really enjoyed it and we hope you do too.
Demons in Space. Uplink commencing. Connection in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live.
There was a terrible disease in here. It was called Donald Trump disorder.
It's terrible. So we've heard it spread.
We're here at Demons in Space, and we are joined by our very first cadets on air. Ethan and Rianne, how do you feel right now?
It's quite an honour, to be honest. It feels weird with all the cameras and everything pointing at us, but we're kind of excited.
I think I'm more scared than when I realised I might have left the straighteners on at home. Oh.
So, we've decided that after hearing about his guitar for so much, we want to actually hear a bit on Demon FM, don't we?
I think it's only right that we
do. Yes. So, John, can you grab your guitar?
I had a bit of grief about this, you know? I wrote you a song.
You wrote me a song, or all of us?
It's for all of us, really. It's for a worthy cause.
Up next, you pick.
Would Lydia and Charlie like to come up to the performance area?
Yeah, round of applause, please, guys. Come on.
Just one leg.
Just to warn you, I'm pretty new at the ukulele, okay? We're floating in space. We've been here for days, and we're in need of your help. We've been in range for hours, and we miss the flowers. The birds and the bees, the wind in the trees,
kind of
and
tree.
We need you to donate.
As well as raising money for Macmillan, we're also raising money for Focus, which is a local Leicester-based charity. We caught up with their director just before Demons in Space started.
Focus is a young people's charity. We're based in Leicester. We work with lots of young people from all across the city, and we try to use volunteering as a tool to help them develop a range of skills, their self-confidence, motivation, aspirations, that sort of thing, and we work with young people as young as 13 up to kind of 20-25, depending on their circumstances and their background. I'm the director of the charity, and I kind of do a bit of everything really, raising money, recruiting and training staff, organising projects, making the tea, everything.
Excellent. And what kind of volunteer opportunities do you provide then?
So people that want to get involved can, for young people, they can get involved in their local community. So we do a project that's about an intergenerational gardening. So they support older people who are perhaps isolated and lonely, and they help them with their gardens. And hopefully in the process, they learn a bit about gardening from those people. There's also opportunities for young people to do some youth work of their own. We run a leadership project. So we get young people to develop the skills to go out and have an impact on their community. So they might do some fundraising, they might go and support a local community group, anything that they're passionate about, really. We try to help them find a way to find a way through volunteering to get involved in that.
The winner of Demons in Space 2016 is
Lydia and Charlie. Congratulations, guys. Close at the top.
It has been terribly close, and you've all done so well.
But Team TV have done it. Team TV have won Demons in Space 2016.
Oh my gosh.
So that was Demons in Space 2016. They ended up raising £1,815.26 for Macmillan Cancer Research and Focus. That's phenomenal, guys. Well done. That's it for the Demons in Space show. I hope you've got a better idea of what Demons in Space is. I've been Sam. It's been a pleasure presenting for you. As I said, I am from Radio Sonar doing this for the SRA. It's been nice talking to you, and I will see you next time.